New figures on Essex hotels still housing asylum seekers. Almost 1,000 asylum seekers are staying in hotels across Essex, figures revealed this week's show. The Home Office uses a range of accommodation sites, including hotels, to house people while their applications are reviewed by officials. It is done to meet the government's legal obligation. A Freedom of Information request by the website Essex Live to the Home Office found there are 6 hotels across the county that are being used to house asylum seekers, involving 900 people at the time. A further 81 has spots at hotels booked, while none were in initial accommodation or in other contingency accommodation. Hotel sites included Uttlesford, Chelmsford, Epping Forest and Rochford. Figures do not include the former RAF Wethersfield base, where up to 1,700 individuals will be accommodated when fully operational. The former airfield currently looks after people for between 6 to 9 months, except when the government is unable to find suitable onward dispersed accommodation, despite efforts to do so. Responding to the information request, the Home Office said the figures were taken from a live database and, as such, numbers may change as information on the system is updated. It added, "We are making significant progress with moving asylum seekers out of hotels, which cost UK taxpayers £8.2 million a day. We have already exited the first 50 and we will exit more in the coming months. By working closely with accommodation providers and local authorities, we are managing the exit process in a way which limits the impact on both asylum seekers and local communities."